Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Good evening and welcome everybody. Please have a seat and enjoy our cine cocktail. I'm Claudia Cataglia, an Italian journalist, and I'm really glad to have all you here tonight for our first cine cocktail in Berlin. We've done other experiences in other international film festivals, including Venice, Rome, and San Marino. If you are wondering what cine cocktails are, the answer is simple. Cine cocktails are just the best kind of close encounters with the cinema world. I mean, films, cocktails, and chats. We talk about movies in a fresh and relaxed way while drinking a cocktail or a glass of wine, of course. This is why it's my great pleasure to invite all of you to stay until the end in order to enjoy both our conversation, of course, but also our drinks. And then I wish to sincerely thank the Berlin Movie Stars Lounge and Mr. Angelo Quarti for their warm hospitality today. Okay, so please feel free to ask questions whenever you want, whatever you want. Feel free to interrupt me or simply raise your hands. And if you wish to say something, yes, just raise your hands. Just remember that our purpose here is to satisfy every curiosity you might have. Okay, not exactly every single one, but still we will try to do our best for sure. It's also a pleasure for me to greet our audience on Fred Film Radio, the web radio official media partner of this event. Okay. So, I think it's time to start now. Please welcome our delightful guest, an extraordinary actress who doesn't need an introduction. As you might know, the Empire magazine named her in the list of the 100 greatest stars in film history. Thanks to her intense and unforgettable performances in movies, but we can call them masterpieces, such as Blade Runner and Kill Bill Volume 2, ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Hannah.
You guys are already drunk.
Hi, Daryl, welcome. It's a great pleasure to have you here with us this evening. Before starting our conversation, I would also like to invite producers Andrea Iervolino and Monica Bacardi to join us, of course, and you have to know that they are here in Berlin to promote Daryl's latest film, SOD, which means Sights of Death, directed by Alessandro Capone and starring Rutger Hauer, Michael Madsen, Stephen Baldwin, and last but not least, of course, Danny Glover. So my first question is for Daryl. How is working with Rutger Hauer 30 years after the legendary Blade Runner?
Well, I felt really comfortable and natural to be working with him again. I find him so inspiring as an actor because he's crazy in the best way, you know? I mean, he's always coming up with ideas and, sorry. Is that me?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's scary. just the most creative and unusual, unexpected, ideas to add character and depth to every seemingly non-situation. You know, even if there's like a scene where you're just standing there looking at, because this movie's a futuristic film, so a lot of times we're looking at screens that obviously weren't there for us. They'll be put in post-production. But, you know, he'll be like, get me a toothbrush and my cigar and a glass of milk. Or, I mean, he'll just, he'll be like brushing his teeth and then all of a sudden look over and say, hey, your fly is down. Or, I mean, he comes up with things that they're not just random just to be random. They actually add to his character, to the dynamics between our characters, gives, another layer of storyline that doesn't exist in the script. And it's just a gift to be able to work with somebody like that, and he inspires me to be better too. I mean, it just reminds me that I can be make more bold choices and be more creative, you know, to try things and see if they do, you know, add depth to the performance. So anyway, it was, I'm going to just go on forever, so I'm going to shut up now, but I just love working with him. I love working with Michael as well, because I've worked with Michael in several films. I've killed him, he's killed me, I've killed him again, he's killed me again, and he kills me again in this one. But I really love working with him, because you don't need to act when you work with Michael, because he's so real and he's so present. And so it's just, there's no acting required, which is great. And he's just always excellent and always right there. And it's just this great working with actors like that. It is just, I'm nothing, you know, nothing. I mean, I could go on and elaborate about that, but I mean, that's basically going to be the tone of what I'm going to say. So it was a pleasure.
Aren't you?
I'm a major.
Sorry.
Excuse me. No, my character's father was a very close friend of Rutger's character, and so he kind of promoted me to major as a favor, but he also likes to keep his thumb on me, and so there's a little bit of, it's just a creepy dynamic, you know. He's like, he alternately is sort of somewhat attracted to me and also likes to dominate and control me. And I am sort of, I'm at the beginning, I'm sort of, you know, look up to him, and then I kind of realize that he's a creep. I wish, you know, I can't say that it's only dependent on the role, because sometimes it's the actors I want to work with, sometimes it's a director that I want to work with. Sometimes I just want to keep working, you know. So it's always different. It's a collaborative medium. And so sometimes you can't choose just based on the character that you're playing, because there's, I mean, like, in just when I was coming over here, I ran into Neil Jordan, who I worked with years ago, and I loved Mona Lisa so much that I wanted to work with him. I don't care what role he would have offered me, I would have done it, you know? Same goes for many of the directors that I've worked with, whether it's, you know, Quentin or, I mean, there's so many people that I know, I don't care what they would send me, I would try to do it, you know? And there's also so many actors that I have such a high regard for that if I got opportunity to work with them, either ones I haven't worked with that I admire or ones that I've worked with before that I enjoyed and was inspired by, if I had the opportunity to do that again, yeah, you know, why not? You know, it's always great to grow and learn, and I love it.
It's always a challenge. So.
Yeah.
And another year.
Hello, I'm Marcus Cheater from the BSAT, biggest paper in Berlin, and I remember you have been here on the film festival. You opened the Berlinale in 1990.
Yes. Steel Magnolias. No, yeah. When the wall was coming down.
Right, this was the first Berlinale.
Yeah.
It must have been a great moment.
It was a crazy moment because I guess I can say this now, but the production company wanted us to go do a photo op on the top of the wall with the guards holding hands and take a picture with the cast, and I'm like, what? this is like a very profound moment in history. This is not a photo opportunity for Steel Magnolias actresses. You know, this is, I was very offended by that idea, and they were pressuring me a lot to do it. I had to crawl out of the window of the hotel, and I snuck out of the hotel and went and got a chisel and got a big piece of the wall myself, and I still have it. And you know, and I'd rather be part of what was happening in that moment than just using it as a photo opportunity to pose with guys who were the day before shooting people who were trying to cross the wall, you know. And so it was a very emotional and incredible time to be here. And then also, I think it was like the year before, or no, the year after that my short film was here and won an award at the film festival as well, but I didn't get to come with it that year.
And how is life being back here now?
Yeah. 10 years later.
Yeah, I mean, I love Berlin. Berlin's amazing, and especially now, it's really incredibly vital. It's got so much culture and creativity and you know, everything, the arts, the music, everything is just going off here right now, so it's always exciting to come.
Okay, there is another one here.
Roberta Schiardi, Chuck, and what about working in Italy, and which is your impression?
Anytime, all the time. Best food in the world. Greatest architecture. I mean, no, I love it. I mean, Italy is just heaven for me. So it was an incredible experience. The crews are amazing. I mean, I don't know if it's just our crew, but the crew is amazing. Everybody is, you know, couldn't be working harder, more lovely. You know, a lot of times in the States, a lot of the union crews, you know, they just couldn't, quite often they're bored, or, you know, they just complain, or, you know, about the clock or getting their golden time hours or this or that. And this is just the opposite, you know, it was people that were really working hard and everyone was so enthusiastic and doing a great job. And I loved it. And then, of course, I ate way too much pasta, so sorry for my larger than life size.
Okay, if it's no other question, it's my pleasure to thank you all, and especially our lovely guests, Daryl Hanna, and also Andrea Volino and Monica Bacardi. Thanks, of course, to Berlin Stars Movie Lounge. Thanks to Fred Film Radio. And thank you all for your participation. Okay, so see you in the other International Film Festival. And like someone else has already said, goodbye and good luck.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.